Today's daf is Brachas daf Mem Dalet, and we are about 18 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis Tanu Rabbanim Shisha Dvarim. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzara Aliz. It's Zok Digamar Tanu Rabbanon Shisha Dvarim Gnai Loi L'Tamad Chacham. There are six things that is not okay for a Talmud Chacham to do. Number one, Al Yetze Kishahu Mevusan. He shouldn't walk outside smelling like Besamim. Hence the segue from the previous sugya. Lishuk. Va'al Yetze Yechidi Balayla. He shouldn't walk outside at night by himself. Va'al Yetze B'minolayim Hametuloyim. He shouldn't wear shoes that have patches on it. Va'al Yisaperim Isha B'shuk. He shouldn't talk to a woman outside in the shuk. Va'al Yosei B'chabur Shalam Aretz. He shouldn't sit together with a chabura of Amei Ha'aretz. Va'al Yikones B'achroin El Beis Medrash. He shouldn't be the last one to enter Beis Medrash. V'yeshayver Ben Some say Aflo Yafsiya P'siya Gasa. He shouldn't take very large steps, and he shouldn't walk standing very erect. The Gemara explains. So the first thing mentioned that a Talmud Chacham shouldn't do is he shouldn't walk outside smelling like Besam. So this halacha shouldn't be taken out of context. The only time this is an issue is if he's in an area where people that are involved in Mishkav Zachar would smell this way. So then if he's going to walk outside smelling that way, then people may be choshed him of Mishkav Zachar, that's when it's a problem. Additionally, Rav Sheshes said, Amar Nele B'Bigdei, this is only a problem if his clothing smell like this besamim, this perfume. Aval B'Gufay, if it would be on his guf, it's okay. Why? Because Zeya Ma'avrele, because to counter the smell of the perfume, he's going to shvetz, it won't end up being such a big deal. Amar Rapapa said, V'sayrei K'bigdei Dami, here is treated like a beggar, meaning it's a problem. V'amir L'Aslam said, K'guvay Dami is treated like the guf, it's not a problem. The second thing that the Braisa said regarding a Talmud Chacham is, V'al Yetze Yechidi Balayla, Talmud Chacham shouldn't walk outside at night by himself, says the Gemara. What's the reason? Similar to the first thing the Braisa said, Mishum Cheshada. Rashi says, Shalz No, because people are going to be choshed that maybe he's involved in znos. But Leah and here too, you have to read the fine print. This is only an issue. The like kfiyah le'idna. If he doesn't have a kfiyah, he doesn't always go outside at night, meaning he doesn't have a chavrusa that he doesn't go, he doesn't have a shir that he's going to have a kfiyah le'idna. If, however, he's always out at night, made the idea, the le'idna kazal, then it's understood that he's probably going to his shir, he's meeting his chavrusa. No one's going to suspect that he's involved in znos, and it's not going to be a problem. The third thing mentioned was, Val Yetze B'minolayim Hametulam. Talmud Chacham is not allowed to wear shoes that have patches on them. It's a gnai for Talmud Chacham to walk out there. With Vayta Gemara, Eini, is that true? Who said this? Rav Chiya bar Abba. For Rav Chiya bar Abba himself, Nafik, he walked out with shoes with patches on it. Amar Mazlut Shebreid Rav Nachin, B'taloy al Gabi Taloy. When Rav Chiya bar Abba said that it's a gnai for a Talmud Chacham to wear shoes with patches on it, he was referring to patches on top of the patches. So that's considered a gnai. But patches, not patches on top of patches, that's not a problem. Another qualification, this is only an issue, but panta, the top part of the shoe. Avo begilda, underneath the shoe, it could be patched up. Less number. Ubepanta, even the top part of the shoe, Amar Nele Ba'urcha. That's only if he's going to wear it outside. Avo bebeis, if he's going to wear it around his house, Lesmanba. Veloy Amar, additionally, Elo b'maisacham. This is only an issue, b'maisacham. Avo b'maisach shomim, Lesmanba. B'maisach shomim, it's not a problem. Rashi says, because hatit mechaseo, the tar, the mud that's on the floor is going to cover the patch, so no one's going to notice it. The next thing that the Braisa said a Talmud Chacham needs to be careful of is Val Yisaper and Isha B'Shuk. A Talmud Chacham is not allowed to talk to a woman outside in the street. Rav Chizda said, Vafilu hi ishtoi. Even if this woman is his wife, even then it's going to be a problem. Tayin ami hachi, Afilu hi ishtoi, Vafilu hi bitoi, Vafilu hi achoisoi. Why? Lefisha ein hakol bekim b'krevoisa. Because how is a person supposed to know that it's your sister, it's your daughter, it's your wife? So as a result, it doesn't matter who this woman the Talmud Chacham is talking to. He needs to be more careful. It's my time. Because he may be farchapt in what the Amei Ha'aretz are talking about and what they're doing and their way of life. So he should try to distance himself a little bit. A Talmud Chacham shouldn't be the last one to enter the Beis HaMedrash. Why not? Because people are going to call him a Pesheya. Rashi says, Misatzo. Not so much a Pesheya, but rather they're going to call him lazy. Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Gilyoni Hashas brings many Gemaras where the Gemara sometimes uses the word Pesheya to describe someone that's lazy. This is one of them. Some say, af lo yafsiya p'siya gasa. Tam chacham shouldn't take very long strides. Dam amar p'siya gasa. And they tell us, echad mitof kuf mimar enev shal adam. It's not good for a person's eyesight. Maita kante. Let's say somebody already was p'siya p'siya gasa. So what's the tikkun? What should he do to make sure he doesn't lose his eyesight? So the Gemara says, lahadre b'kidusha debay shimshi. Rashi says, sheshoysa koyshal kiddush b'shabbos b'layla. That if you drink from the koyshal kiddush Friday night, that's the school of ayalik became a skufa. And the last thing was the Talmud Chacham shouldn't walk with a gaiva. Dom amar hamahalik became a skufa. If somebody walks very erect, afilu arba ames, even if he only walks four ames, kilu doichek ragle shchina. If he's pushing away the feet of the shchina, dechsev maloichal aretz kavoyde, and he's acting as if in his dalan ames you don't have the covet of Hashem. So it's kilu doichek ragle shchina. So before we start the next mishnah and really shift gears as we come to the end of a festa perek, perek heitzim of Archim, just one aura regarding what we just learned. So the Gemara brought a brisa, where the brisa discussed shisha dvarim, six things that are gnailoi l'talmud chacham. So the truth is, there are many Gemaras in Shas where the Gemara talks about different halachas that are negeya talmud chacham. And the question is, are these halachas negeya b'zman hazeh, or are they not negeya b'zman hazeh? Is there a din of a talmud chacham b'zman hazeh? So someone that's very learned, and he's a poisek, he's a Rosh Yeshiva, he's a Rabban Shal Kol Bnei Agoyla, in halacha, wherever the Gemara says, oh, that because this year's a Talmud Chacham, so the halacha is nishtana, is there a din Talmud Chacham b'zman hazeh, or is there no din Talmud Chacham b'zman hazeh? So the truth is that one of the Mara Mekoymos for the halacha of the Talmud Chacham is the Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Gimel, where the Gemara discusses that we know if somebody loses an object, so there's a whole perek in Chas, perek Eilu Metziyitz, that discusses what the finder is supposed to do. Sometimes Hare Eilu Shalai, sometimes the halacha is Chayv Lahachris. Ordinarily, the halacha is that unless a person has a simen, there's going to be no way for him to get the object that he claims is his. Simanim de Raisa, Simanim de Rabbanim, a big sugi in Shas. But the pashtus always is, you have to have a simen. There's one exception to that rule, and that is the Gemara says, a Talmud Chacham, that is a tvias ayin, that he walks over to a finder and he says, I know this is mine. He says, prove it. He says, I don't have proof, but it's mine. I recognize it. This is my hat. It's my kapelitz. Trust me. I've been wearing this for 20 years. This is my hat. I said, but do you have a simon? He says, I don't have a simon. So ordinarily, you wouldn't be able to take. But a Talmud Chacham is different. A Talmud Chacham is allowed to claim an aveda. The finder would have to give it to him, even though all he has is a tfiyas ayin. It's a real chiddush in the laws of Chayshu Mishpat, because what you're saying is that I have it right now, I'm a muchzik on it on some level, even though a person that finds an aveda is not a real muchzik in the sense of a moitzi mechaveri olivarei, because he's acknowledging that it's not really his. But within the world of Chayshu Mishpat, this is a very big chiddush. But this is a gemara, it's a gemara, mesechtes bav mitziah, on the bottom of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So the gemara over there says, how do you define a Talmud Chacham as it relates to this halacha? So the Gemara says like this, Om Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Bahani Tlas Mili, Avidi Rabbanan de Mishanim Mimilayo. There's three things that the Talmidei Chachamim used to lie about. So three things, you ask him a question, gives you an answer, you can't trust them. Because they used to lie. Avidi Rabbanan de Mishanim Mimilayo. B'Meseches, U'Bepurya, U'Beoshpisa. And there's a big tumult in the Rishayinim. What exactly these three things mean? Rashi says, B'Meseches is if someone goes over to a Talmud Chacham and he asks him, tell me, you know this Mesechta? So it's okay for a Talmud Chacham to lie and tell you he doesn't know. Now if he asks you a Shaila, that you're not supposed to be humble. You're supposed to answer the shayla. But if he's just asking you because he's curious to know, if you know it, if you chazed it, you're not mechuyif to answer. Bepurya, shimashta mitascha. If someone asks the Talmud Chacham, he was mishamish, but mita, so it's a mita snius for him to say no, even if the truth is yeah. And then finally, b'ushpiza, and this is really interesting, if a Talmud Chacham was hosted by someone, and someone comes over to him and says, tell me, he took good care of you? If he served him like he was staying in a 5-star hotel, he should say no. It was miserable. It was lousy. It was terrible. Why? Because if he's going to say it was good, everyone's going to start calling him. Can I stay? Can I? So like this, there's an idea, right? This is halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody gives somebody a tzedakah, for example, he gives him a tzedakah check, he's not allowed to go be mefaris and tell the whole world that he gave him a tzedakah check. He has to be sensitive to the person that gave it to him. He's like, mamash halacha is an ilchas tzedakah in Shulchan Aruch. But either way, this is something Talmud Chacham used. But everything else, the Talmud Chacham didn't lie. So if someone meets this criteria, has a din of a Talmud Chacham regarding these halachas that he can get in Aveda b'tfiyas ayin. And this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah, after the Mechaber brings the halacha, says like this, V'chol Talmud Chacham hu b'cheskas she'en ha'mashana. Meaning, really, the only time someone can get this Aveda without a simen just based on Tvias Ayin is if we know he meets these three criteria. Meaning, the criteria that he doesn't lie, with the exception of these three things. So what if you have a Talmud Chacham? You know he's a Talmud Chacham, but you don't know for sure whether he's honest. Maybe he lies even if it's not Negei Mesechta and Purya and Ushpiza. Says the Ramah, you don't have to do bedikas. Kol Talmud Chacham hu becheskas she'ena mishana bedvarim haneskarim lil at sheyovi amoytzi raya she'ena nizis. If you find an Aveda, you can't tell the person, prove to me that you're Elch. If I'm a Talmud Chacham, I have nothing to prove. I'm becheskas, the Talmud Chacham is, that he's not mishana bediburi. Stating that is a very important smar. This is just a good maramakim. This smar is quoted by the Poiskin throughout Dal Chalki Shulchan. And that is Tzorich Ian in Bizman Azeh Gam Kem Yesh Lo Talmud Chacham Dinzeh. Sma says, I'm not sure. He says, I know the Ramah wrote it in the 1500s, so presumably the Ramah held that it was Negeya, but the Sma, a generation later, wasn't sure. And the Sma said, I'm not sure Tzorich Ian in Bizman Azeh Gam Kem Yesh Lo Talmud Chacham Dinzeh. And then the Sma says a little bit of a pilpul, where sometimes you find that there is a Din Talmud Chacham, Bizman Azeh. He has certain rayas that you find specifically that there's no Din Talmud Chacham, and it could be really at the end of the day the Hachra is going to be. It depends on what specific sugya we're dealing with. It's interesting that one of the places that this is brought down regarding a Din Talmud Chacham Bizman Azeh is in Yerideya, Simin Reish Mem Gimel, in Hilchis Kovoid Talmud Chacham. The Mechaber over there discusses in the olden days, the Yiddish communities, they would impose taxes sometimes. You know, there was community service that every member needed to provide, and there were certain taxes that had to be paid. And the halach is halach in Shulchan Aruch that the Talmidei Chachamim are exempt from these halachas. So Talmud Chacham, you're not allowed to charge a Talmud Chacham taxes. You're just not allowed to. Says the Mechaber, V'davke Talmidei Chachamim she Teirasa Numnasa. But this is only true for a Talmud Chacham that all he does is learn Torah. Avlemein Teirasa Numnasa, he's pumped a Talmud Chacham, Chayavim, then he's going to be Chayiv, and then he says different things. Regardless, says the Ramah, so how do you define a Talmud Chacham? So what is a Talmud Chacham? So he says a Talmud Chacham is like this. Any person that's Yodea Lisa Velitein B'Toyra, Umeven Midaitoi B'Roiv Mekoymes HaTalmud U'Peirushov, U'Bepiske HaGa'oinim, that's the definition of a Talmud Chacham. So Ramah actually has a very technical definition of a Talmud Chacham. Then he says, even though we find that we don't have Dinei Talmud Chacham regarding certain halachas, he says, regarding this halacha, there is going to be a Din Talmud Chacham. So the bottom line is it varies. With regards to certain things, yeah. With regards to certain things, no. But I just want to say one thing. Our Gemara was discussing things that a Talmud Chacham shouldn't do because it's a gnai for a Talmud Chacham. It's a shtickle of bizoin, right? He's going to wear shoes that have patches on it. It's a gnai. He's going to walk around in a place where people will be suspicious. They're going to think that he's involved in different aveiros. So that's something he should be careful for. What comes to mind is a well-known Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yudalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to have a stain on his clothing. The Gemara says very, very chomer things about a Talmud Chacham that wears clothing with such a stain. You know, there's a whole shailan halacha if a person's allowed to look in a mirror. Are you allowed to look in a mirror? So what would be the tzad not to look in a mirror? Because it says in the Torah, a man's not allowed to do something that only women do, and only women look in mirrors. For a man to do it, it's not okay. Stating that, the Teferis Yisrael in the Yochan Ubayas, in the second paragraph of the Zohar, says that he believes that Bizman Azeh, a Talmud Chacham is allowed to look in a mirror, and maybe he should look in a mirror. He says, because a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to walk he's not allowed to walk outside if he has a stain, a revav al bigdav. In fact, the Gemara says a Talmud Chacham she nimtzer revav al begodav, he's chayev misa. Says the Yochanan, says the Tiferes Yisrael. Va'after ain't Talmud Chacham is manazeh. Even though the whole tumul whether it's a Talmud Chacham is manazeh, it's a sman yeridei rishmem gimel shin lamedalad. He quotes us all these marmakomis we just mentioned. Al kuponah bismanazeh shakovra toira ba'avinenu kfar yorda achiranes esemailas. He says today there's no real kovra toira anymore. Adarabu chiyav aleinu lahakbid al kfoida lebli lahashpila yoyser. Talmud Chacham has a bigger responsibility to make sure it's not going to be a dover shel gnai and that he's going to be meroy. Him the cover at Torah. That people should laugh at him, that this is the way he looks. He says, he told us over, and he was masking to me. There's a tshuva from Rabbi Vadya Yosef in Yechavidah, where he discusses mirrors. You're allowed to look in a mirror, you're not allowed to look in a mirror. So he brings at the end of the whole tshuva, he brings this piece from the Tiferes Yisrael, and he says, achoinim v'amitiyim. He says, I think it's Pashat, his sikum at the end, right? Every piece of Yechavadas, he has a summary. Bizmanenu shagam ma'anoshim darkim le'estakel b'mara. Today, men also look in mirrors. Ein b'zem yishom le'yulbash gever simlas isha u'mutu le'estakel b'mara afilu le'talmidei chacham. There's other shittas. Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva about this. The tshuva was written to Rav Moshe Bick. There was a little bit of a maso matan regarding bizinyonim of le'yulbash and men looking in mirrors. V'advaru matikin. I think we went through this once in the daf. When we learned Masech Tzavoy Dezara. But regardless, this is something that is negeya Talmud Chacham, but a dover shall gneifa Talmud Chacham. Here we have a Teferis Yisrael, which is, I think, an interesting marabakim that it could be, even if there's, yeah, Talmud Chacham is manaza, we need this. No Talmud Chacham is manaza, could be this is different. Zok de Gemara. So again, we're going back to this person, he's sitting down and he's eating a meal. So they served something very, very salty. And then they served him bread. This is not a typo. So you're sitting down, you're eating something salty, and you're eating bread. So what bracha do you make? You make a bracha on the maliach, whatever it is, and you don't worry about the bread. No, the bread, the hamaitzi, that's going to be potter. It's going to be nifta together with the maliach that you ate. Why? Because in this case, the pas is tafel. That's a line that's quoted throughout the perek. Comes from this Mishnah. The Mishnah, the last Mishnah here in Parakeet Samavach. Zok to Gemara, Mir Kamidi Davim Liach, Iker Pas Tfeil. Is there even such a thing? How could it be that the Iker is the Maliach and the Pas is only the Tof? Amr Avach, Abre, Rav Yir, Amr Avashi, Baich, the Paris Genois, Hashan. We're not talking about a regular Davish on Maliach, but rather we're talking about something so sweet. It was the Paris Ginoiser, the Paris that came from Ginoiser. Ginoiser is where the Rashi says is by the Yama Kinneret. It's literally by Kinneret Tveria. That's what Ginoiser is. So these peres came from Ginoiser. These peres were very, very sweet. They were so sweet that when someone ate them, he was just overwhelmed. So he had to eat something salty together with it. So they would like salt the peres sometimes. The problem is, you eat something salty, so you need something to take the taste out of salt. This is a vicious cycle. So what did he do? Then he ate a little bit of bread. So what he sat down to eat was the peres. The peres, you make a bayer priya eats on. You need some salt. You need to do something about the salt. You end up being bread. So it comes out the bread and ends up being the tafel. So, be'echle, peres ginoise, it's possible it's going to be a tafel. And the Gemara is going to digress now and talk a little bit about the peres ginoise. I'm a rabbi b'achan. I was once following Rabbi Yechanan, the mechel peres ginoise. He was eating peres ginoise. So he said like this, Rabbi b'achan reported this. If we were 100 talmidim following the Rebbe Rabbi Yechanan, each one of us would be holding 10 fruit. So 100 talmidim, 10 fruit, back of the envelope arithmetic. So there were 1,000 peres that they were holding. So if you were 10, each one of us would have to hold 100. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan wanted 1,000 peres. The baskets were have a machzik lon tzona bar klosa savi. So 100 of them fit into a basket that held 3 saw. The point is, these were big fruit also. V'achalu, Rabbi Yochanan would eat all 1,000 fruit, u'meshtab, and he would swear to leitam zioina. He didn't even taste anything. The Gemara says, well, zioina is on the baidach. How could that be? Ele'ema mizoina. I mean, he didn't feel full. After Rabbi Yochanan ate 1,000 of... Like the Gemara said earlier in the Masechta that Rabbi Yochanan was a baal basar. So it's interesting, but the point is ema mizoina, meaning he didn't feel full from anything that he ate. The Gemara says, Rabbi Avo, ochel adahav esharek le'dudvo. Rabbi Avo used to eat so much of the peres ginoise that he used to sweat. And the sweat would cause like a fly that's on him to roll off. Me'afuse. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Ochel adenosim azayu. They would eat so much of these peres ginoise that their hair would fall out. Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Ochel, Rabbi Shimon Lakish used to eat so much of these fruit, ademarid, until he started feeling a little like daita mitarefes, like someone feels after he drinks alcohol. Vamudu Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan used to. It sounds like this happened often. Vamudu Rabbi Yochanan l'debe nesia. Rabbi Yochanan would call the debe nesia. V'mishadale Rabbi Yehuda nesia balushia basrei, and then they sent an escort for Rabbi Shimon. Look, Shul Meisel l'debeisei. They brought him home. Again, this is the Gemara. He also Rabbi Dibi Yama. Rabbi Dibi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He said over as follows. He said, this is what he heard in Eretz Yisrael. Yana HaMelech V'Hara Melech. Yana HaMelech had one city in Hara Melech. So you might see him. Mimeno Shishim Riboy. Safole Tiryas L'Koyte Tzeitehim. So we're talking about the Peres Ginoiser. So Me'inyan Le'inyan. But Yisainyan, we're talking about the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. So he said that they had 600,000 baskets of tuna that was there to feed the, Rashi says tunina, but to feed these chevra that were working out in the field. What were they doing? They were koitzitzei te'enin. They were cutting figs. Ne'erev Shabbos levesh, and that's how much food they needed. This is what the lunch was. Kiyosu Rabban Amar, Rabban said, Ilon echad hoy l'yana melech. Yana melech had one tree. Bahara melech, shayim eridim imen arbam sogozoz. They would bring down 40,000 sov pigeons, mishalej brechas b'chaydesh. from three broods in 1 month. There was a city in Eretz Yisrael, the Gufnes Shema. The name of the city was Gufnes. There were 80 peers of brothers that were Kayanim, meaning 80 peers, two brothers, Nisuin, that were married, L'shmoinim Zugois Achoyos Kayhanes. So you had two brothers married to two sisters, times 80. They were Kayhanim, and they were the daughters of Kayhanim. This went on in Eretz Yisrael. The Chiddush was that in Eretz Yisrael, they married Yichos, and they were able to do weddings that were very much V'in Ve'yagefen. But they said that this was in Eretz Yisrael. Pun intended. What about in Bavel? Ubadku rabbanu misuravat narda v'lei achkechu. They couldn't find any situation like this. There was one thing that came close. Bar mi banse de Ravchiz. The Ravchiz's daughters. They have a nesivan l'rami bar chama l'marukav bar chama. So Ravchiz, they had two daughters that were married to two brothers. One was Rami bar chama, the other was Marukav bar chama. Avakav didn't have a kahanta, and even though they were kahanim, but inu lei have a kahani, meaning it weren't both. The daughters of Ravchiz were the daughters of kahanim, but Rami bar chama and Marukav bar chama were not kahanim. The point is that Eretz Yisrael was simply on a different level. This is, of course, the Gemara that we just mentioned the other day, that the Noda B'Yehuda reference, where you see in Brachas Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, another Mefurish Gemara where they were not Noyig like the Tzava of Yehuda Chassid, because Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Tzava, it says that two brothers, the whole Arba Achin, two brothers marrying two sisters, is not okay. Number one, you see 80 Zugois, and not just that, Bonsei de Rav Chizda, and Rami Bar Chama, Rav Marukva Bar Chama, some of the most important people in Talmud Vavli, are blatantly violating the Tzavar Rabbi Yehuda HaChasid. But we went through that already. Amar Pekeba Rabban Rabbi Yechonon Kol Suda She'emba Amar Rav Kol Suda She'emba Melech Ena Suda. A meal without salt is nishkan meal. Amar Pekeba Rabban Rabbi Yechonon Kol Suda She'emba Sarif. Meal without soup Ena Suda is also not a meal. Maiter Ochal Anovim. We're going to get back to this. Very reminding, if somebody eats Anovim, grapes, te'enim, figs, remoinim, pomegranates. Mevarech acharim, shalish brachas, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says you have to bench. This Rabbi Gamliel shita that we've seen already, who holds, that you have to bench not only after you eat bread, but you have to bench after you eat any one of the shivas haminim. Chachamim say that no, you don't bench. Rather, bracha achas me'in shalish. You're supposed to make a bracha. It's one bracha. Not benching, which consists of three brachas, but the one bracha should be me'ein bracha. Rabbi Kiva says, afilo achal shalak. If somebody eats a cooked vegetable, v'hu mezoinai, and it makes him full, mevarech olav gimel brachas, even for that you're supposed to bench. Hashoyse mayim letzmai. If somebody drinks water because he's thirsty, mevarech shakal nirbedvar. Reb Tarfin says, bayir nefashas rabbis v'chazroinan. So according to Reb Tarfin, if you drink water because you're thirsty, the bracha rishoyna is a bayir nefash. The Gemara is going to discuss all this. Says the Gemara, my time is Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel holds that a person is supposed to bench if he eats from the shivas hamin. Now, poshet, what's the makar to birchas hamazon? So the pasuk says, v'yachalta v'savatu v'irachtas Hashem alekecha al oretz hatoy v'ashen asanach. So you talk about brachas, they rise to the Rabbanon. This is a mefurish pasuk. V'yachalta v'savatu v'irachtas. Now, the pasuk doesn't say mefurish anywhere that we're talking about someone that eats bread. Stating that, if you go back one pasuk, it says, Eretz Ashaloi b'miskenus toichal bo lechem, loisechzer ko bo, Eretz Ashaloi b'miskenus toichal bo lechem, v'yachal tev zavata. So Chazal understood that v'yachal tev zavata v'yirach is going back in the previous passage. What's the last food mentioned in this context? It's lechem. Eretz Ashaloi b'miskenus toichal bo lechem. Oh, it says going back on lechem. Somebody eats lechem, the loch is birchas hamazon. Rabbi Gamliel, however, said that you have to bench on all shivas haminim. So the Gemara says, my time is Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel said, I'll tell you why. It's very simple. Because why are you only going back one pasuk? Go back two psukim. What's the pasuk before Eretz Ashaloi b'miskenus toicha balechem? Eretz chitu soir v'gafen uteinu v'rimay. Eretz eishemun udvash, shivas aminim. Then it says Eretz Ashaloi b'miskenus toicha balechem. And then it says v'yachalti v'zavatu v'rachtis Hashem alekecho. So Zokt Rabbi Gamliel, you want to make makar? D'chsiv Eretz chitu v'soir v'goymer. V'chsiv Eretz Ashaloi b'miskenus toicha balechem v'goymer. V'chsiv v'yachalti v'zavatu v'rachtis Hashem alekecho. I was mavesedra and I saw it. That's Rabbi Gamliel said. Rabbanon says I hear, but Eretz hifsiko inyan. Right, so it says Eretz a few times in those psukim. So it says after the pasuk that mentions the shivas haminim, Eretz chitav asoy regef and teinav rimer Eretz shem and advash. The next pasuk, Eretz asheloi b'meskenus toicha b'lechem. So lechem is apparently different. Eretz is Hifseko Inyan, the Echalta Vazata Ve'erachta then is going back up until the Hifseko Inyan. So it's only going back on Lechem. Rabbi Gamliel Nami Eretz Hifseko. Rabbi Gamliel agrees that Eretz is Hifseko Inyan. But Ahumi Boyle Lemute Yakoises Achita. He understood that Eretz is coming to be Mafsik and say that I agree there's something in the Pasuk of the Shifas Aminim that doesn't go back, that doesn't trace itself to the Chiyuv Midairaisa to bench. However, what is that thing? It's not all Shivas Hamina, but if someone eats a chita raw, the halacha is you make a Bayre Priya Adama, not a Bayre Min Mazoinis, and additionally, you're not going to bench. So it's coming to be mafsik that there is an example of a chita where there wouldn't be a chiyuv Berachas HaMazon. Amar Rav Yaakov, I read Yom Rav Chanina. Kolshom Mechameshes HaMinim, any one of the five minim, the five grains, afterwards, you make what we know as an alamichia. Any one of the fishes shivas aminim, you make a bayri priyates. Now, it's not true, with the exception of chit and tzayra, but the other ones, you make a bayri priyates. And afterwards, again, you make a mayain shalish. Not an alamichia val kakala, but rather an aloates val priyates, as the Gemara is going to say now. Omalei abay the ravdimi. My new bracha achas mayain shalish. What's the bracha? Omalei, he told him like this. A peri the eitz, with regards to fruit, the bracha is like this. Alo eitz val pri eitz val tum v'sasad v'al eretz chem du tevur chavich and chatel avisenu. Lechol mi piri av l'splay mi tuva rachim Hashem alekenu ha-Yisrael amecho val Yerushalayim mirecho val mikdashcha val mizbechcha v'sivni Yerushalayim mirkoshach v'mher b'yameinu v'alenu l'soycha v'samchenu b'giyato tevu meitav l'akol d'cham What about the Chameshes Haminim? Ala Michyov, ala Kolkola, very similar. We don't have to go through the thing. We don't have to go through it again. And how do you end? You end ala Oretz v'ala Michyov. Baruch Atah Hashem, ala Oretz v'ala Michyov. Some say Kolkola, some say ala Kolkola Zuk Menish. Different minhugim. But the point is, v'choysem ala oretz v'ala michi. Says the Gemara, michtam b'maychasim. How do you end ala Yisrael priyates? So there's a shaila whether this next line is in the Gemara. The Vilna Goyen takes it out, and the Vilna Goyen says the Rif took it out, the Rosh took it out, so we'll take it out as well. So skip one line, says the Gemara. So what's the chasima of ala Yisrael priyates? Rav Chizdam, Rav Chizda said, ala oretz v'al peiroi seha. That's the way you messiah the bracha. Rav Yochanan said, ala oretz Val ha-peiros, not val ha-peiroseh, but rather al ha-oretz val ha-peiros. Rabbi Amram said, "Loi pligi halom." Well, it depends if you're in Eretz Yisrael, if you're in Chutzlars. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you say al ha-peiroseh. If you're in Chutzlars, you say val ha-peiros. But the Gemara says, "Maskul nachem b'yitzchok inu achal v'anam mevarchim." It's a little backwards because Rav Chizda lived in Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. So v'loi pligi, the Rav Chizda said al ha-oretz val ha-peiroseh. He was saying what they do in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yochanan was saying what they do in Bavel. So Gemara says, "Ele epoch." You have to flip who said what. Rav Chizda al oretz val peiros. Rav Yochanan said al oretz val peiros seha. And again, v'loi pligi. What's the cheshma? V'loi pligi. Halon v'halohu excel. So before we go weiter and we get into Shahakol and Bayer Nefashis and a little bit more Haggadah to just one more short ha'ara. And that is, so we just mentioned Rabbi Gamliel Shita. Rabbi Gamliel Shita is that on the Shivas Aminim you're supposed to bench. We don't pass it like Rabbi Gamliel. We pass like the Chachamim in the Mishnah. The Chachamim say that you don't bench. There's no Birchas HaMazon. But rather, what do? Rather, you say a Bracha Achas Me'ein Sholish. Ala Michyo v'ala Kalkolo, ala Eitz v'al Priyo Eitz. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim whether ala Michyo is a Do'iraisa or whether ala Michyo is a Durabon. Ala Michyo, ala Eitz, all the same. This Bracha Achas Me'ein Sholish, is that a Do'iraisa or is that only a Din Durabonon? Says a big machloikis rishonim. La halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should be chayish for both the shitas. The Mishnah Berurah is in Simin Reish Tes in Hilchas Berchas Aperis. The Mechaber says kol habrachos im nistapek im beirach im lav. A person has a self if you made a bracha or not. Einu mevarach, you don't make the bracha again. Loi betchila v'loi besoif. Chutz, there's one exception. So a person has a self if you made a bracha, you don't make a bracha. So, Sofik brachas, you always go the hakel. Chutz mi berchas hamazon, with the exception of berchas hamazon, bipnei he shall toiro. Because berchas hamazon is deiraisa. Sabina, berchas hamazon is deiraisa. Over there, you have to go the chum. Says the Mishnah Berura, vihine. Ma'am bechaber mashma, she saw some karambam vismag, she saw in the bracha, me ain't sholish, she mevarchan al shivas aminim, whom the rabbana. Right, what did the mechaber say? The only time you sofik, you say the bracha again, is berchas hamazon. What about bracha achas me ain't sholish? Oh, says the Mishnah Berura, it's mashma, that the mechaber holds, like the shitas haram and the shitas hasmak, those shitas in the rishonim that hold that brachas achas may ain't shalish is a derabon. Avu be'em says mishmuri ish harbe rishonim shesoyim shume deiraisa. There's many rishonim that hold that bracha achas may ain't shalish is really deiraisa. Va'ken kos va'achroinim mishachol kidei sviyam mipeiros itavshul shuvas aminim. If somebody ate from peiros or itavshul shuvas aminim, when it's stopik loyim birich achrav yoichel oid ma'ose amin shir gezayis v'yivarech achrav. So if someone has a sofik, he made an alamichya. So what should he do? So you can't just not make a bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah. Because even though Sofik brachas lahakel, but there are shitas that hold that it's a deraisa. I think you have to be chayish, even though the mechaber is not mashma that way. But you have to be mechaber that shows shitas. And to make a bracha is also a problem, because now you're going connected to the mechaber. So what should you do? Eat more. Esnacha more. Eat another shear. If you eat another shear, like this, you'll be able to get yourself out of the Sofik. That's what the Mishnah Berurah. So the bottom line is, there seems to be a Sofik lahalacha, whether or not a person is, whether the chi of a brach achas mein shalosh is deraisa, or whether it's a derabbanan. There's a tshuva from the Kozhuk Lava Gaya. Hashem Yom Kom Damai. It's in Shailos and Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi. It's Chelek Aleph. And the tshuva was written, Rav HaGoyen HaKodesh HaAdmer Miger Shlita. It was written to the Ger Rebbe, to the Imri Emes. That's what this tshuva was. It's a very short tshuva. And the Ger Rebbe asked the Kozhuk Lava Gaya the following question. He said, the Gemara says in Masech Tis Brachis, we're going to see it in a few days, Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis, Tanya, Rebbe Liezer Oimer, when a person benches, Kol Shaloi Omar, Eretz Chemda Toivu Rechava, Bebirchas Haaretz, Umalchus Beis David beboinei Yerushalayim lo yotzei yedei chayvasai. Nachum Azokin said tzorach sheyiskor ba bris, that when you bench you have to mention bris. Rabbi Yosi said tzorach sheyiskor ba toira, you have to mention toira as well, which is what we do when we say the brach of noydalecha Hashem alekenu al shen chalta laviseinu eretz chemda toivu rechava val shoyisi sonu Hashem alekenu eretz b'tzarim v'ti sonu b'yisav adu val brischa shechasamta b'vsareinu, that's bris milo, val teiroscha shelim adu. That's Torah. These are halachas. It's learned out from Psukim. Seems to be dinei deiraisa. So the Imre Emes asked the Kozhuk Lava Gaya, how come when you say alamichya, you don't have anywhere in the nusach of alamichya that you're mentioning bris and you're mentioning Torah? What was his kasha? His kasha was bishloim according to the shittas of alamichya to the rabbanon. Okay, so it's not a kasha. But if you hold alamichya is deiraisa, and there's many rishonim that hold alamichya is deiraisa, and you see in halacha we try to bavar those shittas, that maybe alamichya alayesh apriyetz is a deiraisa. What's the makar? The makar is the same pasuk. That's the makar. The rechiyah birchas hamazon. Ve'achalta v'savato uveirachtas Hashem leikach al oretz atoy v'ashenosanloch. So just like Rabbi Eliezer and just like Nochem Azokin, somehow extracted from this pasuk that it's not enough to thank Hashem for the food that He gives us, but you have to mention Eretz Yisrael, you have to mention Malchus Beis David, so you have to mention Bris, you have to mention the Torah. So the truth is that Eretz Yisrael, you mention Uvnei Yerushalayim Mirakodesh Meir Biyomenu Valenu Lasoicha Ayushalayim Mirecha. There are some elements of this that you mention Alamichya, but the Ger Rebbe said it doesn't say anything about Al Brischa Shechasamtu Vivsareinu. And it doesn't say anything about Al Teiroscha Shalim Adatonu. This is the question that he asked the Kozhuk Lava Gaya. So the Kozhuk Lava Gaya said that it's a little bit of a doichik. He said, but you're going to have to say that Demis is like this. Just Chesh bin Pshan in the Gemara. So there's a man number that holds. He said, it's many Rishonim. It's known as the Shitas HaRashba. But really, there are Rishonim that hold that Bracha Achas Me'in Sholish is not a Durabanan. It's a Deiraisa. What's the Makar? So again, the Makar is Ve'chalta V'savato U've'rachta Sasham Alekecha. V'churim Amon Avshach. If the Makar is, so why is the bracha bracha achas me'in shalosh? Then the bracha should have to be gimel brachas, right? Rabbi Gamliel held you don't say eretz hifzigoyinyan. The achalta v'savata v'racht is going back on eretz acheloi b'meskenus toicha balecha. It's also going back on eretz chita v'sa'ira. It's going back on the shivas aminim. So you have to do what? The achalta v'savata v'racht. What does v'racht mean? Means gibel brachas. Okay, so gibel brachas every time you eat from the shivas aminim. The chacham hold not that way. The chacham hold that you don't make gibel brachas. What do you make? Brach achas me'in shalosh. What's the makar? Ve'chalta v'savata v'erachta. So mamon avshach, what's tutsachta? Is ve'chalta v'savata v'erachta a makar? It's going back on the shivas aminim midday rice, so then you should have to do gimel brachas on the shivas aminim. And if it's not going back on the shivas aminim, so what's the makar that midday rice to brach achas me'in shalosh? So the Kozhuk Lava Gaya said you have no choice but to say that even the chachamim, meaning the chacham who hold, according to those shitas in the Rishonim, that brach achas me'in shalosh is a deraisa, eretz hifzeka inyan. Avada Eretz Ifsek Oinyan. That's not negotiable. And that's why there's a nafgamina between the bracha that you make on lechem and the bracha that you make on the other Shiva Saminim. Once Eretz Ifsek Oinyan, so that means that v'yachalta v'savatu v'irachtas Hashem Elokecha lo Eretz HaToyva Hashem Nosamach is not all going back on the Shiva Saminim. Because if it was going back on the Shiva Saminim with the zelbe ganzkeit that it's going on lechem, then you make the same gimel brachas. Elamai, it's going back, but not 100%. So you want to know why the Chachamim held that Bris and Torah is not going back on the Shivas Aminim, whereas the Iker Chiyah Bracha is? I don't know, said the Kosher Glover Goyim. But this idea that even if you hold Bracha Achas Mi Ein Shalosh, it doesn't mean that everything in that Pasuk of Erachtas Hashem Lekechov, Aloras HaToyv HaShem Nosanoch, is going back on the Zayin Minim, that's Muchach. Because otherwise you'd make the same Gemara Brachas. Elamai, it's going back a shtickle. So, for whatever reason, the Chachamim felt that as it relates to Bris and Torah, it shouldn't go back on the Shiva Zaminim. Regardless, this was the tshuva that he gave to the Gerer Rebbe. Zok, the Gemara, weiter. Omar, Rav Yitzchak, a long Amid Gemara. Barav Dimi, Mishum Rabbeinu. Rav Yitzchak, Barav Dimi, said in the name of Rabbeinu, who throughout Masechtas Brachos seems to be Rav. Alabeya, Valmine Kufra. If somebody eats an egg or somebody eats meat, Bechil Mavarach Shakel, he makes a Shakel of a Saif, and afterwards he makes a burn of Fashas Rabbis Vechul. Avo Yarka, if somebody eats vegetables, Loi. What does Loi mean? You don't make any bracha achroina, says Rashi. Yitzchak says, no, afilu yarki. Even if you eat vegetables, you make a bracha achroina. Avo mayle, but if you drink water, you don't make a bracha achroina. Papa said, afilu mayle, even after drinking water, you make a bayrin of fashas. Marzutra, Ovid Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Marzutra used to follow Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, who didn't make, who made a bracha achroina only on eggs and on meat. Rav Simi Bar Ashi, Ovid Rav Yitzchak, he used to go like Rav Yitzchak, who made a bayrin of fashas even on yerakos. V'simanich, a good way to remember who held like who, Chad Kitrei, V'trei Kuchad. Marzutra has one name. He went like the Amora that had two names, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Not literally two names, but Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Rav Simi Barashi, who had two names, he was Ovid Kichad. He went like Rabbi Yitzchak, only has one. Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, I know Zimno Dechimad Karin Ovid Kukul. When I remember, I go like everybody. I mean, I try to remember and make your burn of fashas even after I drink water. Tonight, we learned in the Mishnah Chosha, Tom Brachel Achrov, Tom Brachel Lefanim, this is a Mishnah Mesachtes Nida. Anything that requires a Brach Achroin, it requires a Brach Rishon. Ish, Tom Brachel Lefanim, there's a concept where you can be chived to make a Brach Rishon. If ain't Tom Brachel Achrov, you don't make a Brach Achroin. Bishlam, Rav Yitzchak Baravdimi, Sidimar says, Bishlam, Kund Rav Yitzchak Baravdimi, Lafuke Yarko. What's an example of something that needs a Brach Rishon and doesn't need a Brach Achroin, no? Vegetables. You said you don't make a bracha achroina on vegetables, only on eggs and meat. The Rav Yitzchak, Kund Rav Yitzchak, Lafuke Mat, Kund Rav Yitzchak, you don't make a bracha achroina on water. You do make on vegetables, not on water. El Rapapa, who said, Afilu Maya, even for water, you make a bracha achroinah, Lafuke Maya, what's a coming Lafuke? So the Gemara says, Lafuke mitzvahs. You don't make a bracha achroinah after you do a mitzvah. See, before you do a mitzvah, you make a Leisha Basoka, but afterwards, you don't make a bracha achroinah. So the Gemara says, Ulubnei Marava, what about for the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael? The boss of the Mesalki Tfilayu, after they take off that tefillin, Mevarchi Asheki Dishonah B'mitzvahis of Etzivanu, Lishmar Chukav, they made a bracha achroinah on tefillin. Fascinating. Lafuke mai. So the Gemara says, Lafuke reichani. Putting it all together. It's Lafuke. After you smell something gishmak, see, there's a brichas hanenin, a bracha rishayna, but you don't have a bracha achroina for brichas hanenin. So this is the second interesting thing that we see, or really the third, regarding the Bnei Marava and Birchas HaMitzvahs. Number one, the Talmud Yerushalmi holds that Birchas HaMitzvahs is a Dairaisa. Number two, we said that the Talmud, the Charedim learned, he was Medayeh, he brought from Rabbeinu Elio, but the Diuk seems to be in the Yerushalmi that you don't just make a bracha before you do certain mitzvahs, but rather you make a bracha before you do all mitzvahs. We don't make brachas before all mitzvahs. That's Tavu Drum. Sometimes yeah, sometimes not. He needed a mafteach to figure it out. But sometimes yeah, sometimes no. The Yerushalmi holds all. And not just that, there's a concept of making a bracha achroina in the Yerushalmi's world, or at least the Bnei Marava, after you do a mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Yanai, Amar Rebbe, Kol Shu Kebeya, any food that is the size of an egg, Beya Toiva Mimeno. If you have a choice to eat that or an egg, the egg is better. Meaning, obviously, if one thing is larger in quantity than the other thing, then it could be better to eat the other thing. But all things equal, right? You have two foods, they're equal. They're the same size. If one is an egg, Always go with the egg. Yasa Ravin Amar Tava Beyasa Migulgalta. A lightly roasted egg is better. Mishita Kaisi Sulta. Six Kaisis, a certain shear of soilus. Yasa Ravdi Mi Amar Tava Beyasa Migulgalta Mishisa. He said what we just said. That a lightly roasted egg is better than six Kaisi of flour. Mitavisa, if the egg is not lightly roasted, but it's fully roasted, me'arba, then it's better than four kaisi of flour. Mivushalta, if it's a boiled egg, not a roasted egg, but rather a boiled egg, then it's what we just said. Kol shehu kebeitza, beitza toive hemena, then if anything that's the size of the egg is going to be better. Lebar mibistro, with the exception of meat. Rabbi Kiva said that if somebody eats anything, even if he eats a cooked vegetable, which seems to be frowned upon in perikates of mavarchin, shlokos, right? You make a shahak. Maybe it's even a cooked vegetable, but if it satisfies you, you feel full, you should bench. There's no way, it can't be. I'm Ravashi, the Kelach Shal Kruv Shano. It's possible to get full from eating cooked vegetables. What kind of vegetables? The stalk of a cabbage, says the Gemara. On the note of a cabbage, the spleen of an animal is good for a person's teeth, but it's bad for the stomach. Creation, leek, is kosher l'shinayin, just the opposite. It's bad for your teeth, but it's good for the stomach. Kol yerek chai moyer. If somebody eats a raw vegetable, it's going to make the person look pale. Kol katan. If somebody eats something small, makdin. It's going to impede his growth. He won't grow properly. If you eat something small, you're going to stay small. V'chol nefesh, meshiv es ha-nefesh. If somebody eats something that was once alive, it's meshiv the nefesh. Kruv l'mazoin, cabbage is good. It sustains a person. Tardin l'refuah, beets are good for refuah. Oiloi l'bayis, nebuch to a house, shal lefes iveris besoichai. That a turnip passes through, says the Gemara. Drama. Oh, Amar. Tchol yovel l'shinai because from there. So we just said we're going to go through everything. The spleen is bad. It's good for your teeth. It's bad for you. So my takan is what you're supposed to do. You know, you want to have nice teeth, but at the same time, you're going to feel it after. So the Gemara says very simple. Nila save in a shadi. You should chew it and then spit it out. You'll chew it so that you'll get your chloride, right? You'll get fluoride. You'll get any benefit that you're supposed to get. But at the same time, yeah, creation, kosher l'shinayim, yofel l'shinayim, it's just the opposite. Ma'ita kanta l'shlekin over l'flinu. What you should do is you should cook it until it becomes very small and then swallow it without chewing it. So some foods you should chew and spit out, and some foods you should somehow try to swallow without actually chewing. Kol yerek chai moirek. A raw vegetable, it causes a person to become pale. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Besuda rishayin shel achakas." Talking specifically about a person that just gave blood. So after he gives blood, the suda rishayin, that's when this is true. Rabbi Yitzchak, "Loichel yerek koydem arba shoyes asal sabbe menu." If somebody eats vegetables in the first 4 hours of the day, meaning early in the day, you're not allowed to talk to him. My time is from Recha. He has bad breath. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Asal adam sheichel yerek chai koydem arba shoyes. You're not allowed to eat yerek chai before the 4th hour of the day. Maybe Rav Zutra Rav Ashi have a yasu. Maybe Rav Zutra Rav, they're one sitting together. I say, come out, yerek chai koydem arba shoyes. It was before the 4th hour of the day, and they brought raw vegetables. Maybe Rav Ashi ochel, and maybe Rav Ashi ate. Umazutra lo yachal. Amrulei. So they told Mazutra, my taitich, why aren't you eating? Oh, probably the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak loichel yerek koydem arba shoyes asal sabim enem shem Recha. Because you're not allowed to talk to someone that ate that. But you're talking to us, so you're obviously not sensitive to this. So he told him, Yitzchak said another thing. He said it's an isser. It's just a flat out isser. That's the reason I'm not doing. If you eat something small, it can cause you to be small. This is true, even if it's meat, even if it's a gedi, but if it's a small, because it's a baby, so this halacha can be true. V'lo yamar, it says the Gemara, el de les be river. This is only true if it didn't grow yet a quarter of its full size. Avel les be river, less, once it grows a quarter of its full size, that's not called katan anymore regarding this halacha. Kol nefesh, meshiv nefesh. If you eat something that has life, so it's meshiv nefesh. Amar Rapapa said, afilu gildani de bekili. Even these fish, the gildana, but it's a nefesh, even that's going to have this halacha. Kol akariv le nefesh, meshiv es a nefesh. Anything that's small, that's close to the nefesh, it's part of the animal, but it's a part of the animal that's close to the nefesh of the animal, it's meshiv nefesh. Amar Rav Achar bar Yaakov Unko, it's referring to the throat, that's close to the nefesh. Amar Rav the Shamoi, Rav told his gaba, ki maisis li umfe de bisro, when you go out to buy me meat from the butcher shop, terach va'aisi li mehecha de mikri lebe brook, try to get me from the place that's close to the part of the body where people make brachas, meaning close the throat, that's what he wanted. Kruv le mazin, utarid in le refu. The Braisa said that cabbage is good for mazin, it's good food, it makes a person feel full. Utarid in is refu. refua. Beets are good for healing. Freita Gemara, kruv lemazin in ulu refua. It sounds like kruv is good for mazin, but not refua. By the time you look at the rice, she's just varmer rapin. There's six things that are good for refua. Urefuas and refua, real refua. The Elohen, kruv, tardin, cabbage, beets, meisisin, yavesh, keva, that's the, one of the stomachs of the animal, the heris is the womb of the animal, v'yoyseres hakoveh, the point is, it says here, kruv, you see, it's good for refuah, it's mashma kruv lemazayin, and tardin lerefuah, ele'ema kruv af lemazayin, kruv is good for mazayin, and it's good for refuah, oyloy lebayis, sha'alefes, oyveres besoichoy, eini, is that true, v'omalei rova l'shamoy, rova told us gabi, kichazes lifte b'shuka, if you see turnips, when you go shopping for me, loitemoli, don't come back and ask me, but my karachta rifta, what do you want to eat your bread with? People used to eat bread with dips. So, what dip did Rava want? So he told his gabbai, listen, if you see turnips, you're going to know that I want the turnips. How does it stem with the braisa? The braisa said, oiloi labayis, shalefes oiveres besoichoi. Hey, you see, Rava told his gabbai, if there's turnips, that's what I want. Amr Abaya. So what did Abai say? No, it depends. It's only mebli basa. The braisa is talking about that if you ate the turnips, but they were cooked without meat. If, however, you cook the turnips with meat, so then the meat is somehow going to counter any negative effect that the turnip might have, and that's how you'll get out of it. Rava said there's another way to counter the turnips. And what's that? B'bliyayin, it's wine. If you eat the turnips without wine, but Rava, again, l'shitasei apparently, yayin is somehow the way to counter the turnips. Itmai, Rav amma b'bli basar, Shmuel amma b'bli eitzim. Shmuel said, just cook it a lot. Use a lot of wood. Rabbi Yechon amma b'bli yayin. Amma li Rava the Rapapa. Rava told Rapapa, sudni. So there's a shaila what exactly sudni means. Rashi in different places means, brings two pshatim. Either Rapapa was called sudni because he was in the beer business, right? Rapapa had a very famous brewery. So Rapapa was in the beer industry. So he was called Sudni because a brewer was called a Sudni, or because he was a Talmud Chacham, Soida Hashem Liyareyev. So Rava told Rapapa, Sudni, Anan Tavrinon La Bibis Rava Chamra. When we eat turnips, how do we weaken the turnips? So there's two ways to do it, either with meat or wine. Rava said, you know, I do it with wine, Abaya does it with meat, but there's two ways to do it. But Atu Delay Nafesh Luchu Chamra, you don't drink wine, you drink beer. So the might have risula, but they still btzivi, we just cook it with a lot of wood. He had to visit the Rapapa, and the Gemara says, Maisashaya Kachaya, Rapapa's wife, when she would make turnips, basa de mavashla tavrila betamnin ufi piryasa. She would use 80 logs of wood, that's how much she would cook it. She would burn that much wood when she cooked the turnips. Tanu Rabbanon, dag kotem maliach, if somebody eats a small salted fish, pamim shu memis, sometimes it can kill a person, b'shiva, if you eat it on the seventh day from when it was salted, B'shiva also the 17th day, B'esr B'shiva the 27th day, B'amud B'esr B'shiva the 23rd. Lo yamar al b'mitvi lo mitvi. This is only true if it's not 100% roasted, partially. Avo mitvi shaper, if it was fully roasted, less lamba. Lo mitvi shaper lo yamar al lo shasa b'asrei shichra. It's only if you didn't drink beer afterwards. Avo shasa b'asrei shichra. If you drink beer after your, you know, the herring, then you're fine. V'ashoyse ma'im l'tzimoy. The end of the Mishnah said, if somebody drinks water because he's thirsty, so you make a shakul niyabidvarez. It sounds like only if you're thirsty. Lafuke mai amrab idi barabin, lafuke leman dechankase umtza. If somebody's choking, loyaleno, and he has to drink water to get the bone to go down, so then you wouldn't make a shahakal. Tarfin said, bayir nefashis rabbis v'chasroina. You don't make a shahakal, but rather you make a bayir nefashis before you drink the water. Amalei rava bar rav chanan la baya. So rav chanan told abaya, v'amilo lu rav yoisef, hilchus amai, what's the halacha? Malaysia, he told him, Puk Chazi Ma'amadavar. This is a fascinating concept in halacha. He said, you want to know the halacha? Go see what the Oyvim does. Whatever the Oyvim does, that's what the halacha is. Either way, Hadron Halach, Ketza Mavarch, and Hadron on one of the most festive, famous Prokim and Shas, Ketza Mavarchim. So just before we walk away from Ketza Mavarchim, one ha'ara that's really general to Perek Ketza Mavarchim, it also relates very much to today's daf. And that is as follows. The Mishnah daf mem dalad amid aleph. Literally, the first words of the daf. Heviu lefan of maliach upas imoy mevorech al maliach upoiter esapas. So somebody is eating something salty. He has bread with it. So you would think you make the brach on the bread and you pat to the maliach. Said the Mishnah, no mevorech al maliach upoiter esapas. Reite gemaru mi ikum midi to have a maliach ikur pas tefilas. Is such a thing? There's no such thing that you're sitting down. You're eating bread together with something else. It's all that this is the suda, and you're going to make a bracha under something else. The bread is always the ikker. So if the bread is always the ikker, how is it even possible such a thing? So Rav Acha b'Rav Avira said, I heard from Rav Ashi. This is a very unusual situation. We're talking about a yid who sat down, he's breaking bread, and what's he going to eat? He's going to eat Peres Ginoiser. Ginoiser was Tveria, was by the Yama Kinneret, and the fruit over there was delicious. In fact, the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan used to eat 1,000 fruits of Peres Ginoiser, and he would say, I'm not even full. And Rav Shlokish, the Gemara said, and Rav Avol, the G'dayli Amayram, apparently they used to go, and they really enjoyed this Peres Ginoiser, and the Gemara mentions how flogos, literally, of their reaction to the Peres Ginoiser after they used it, but it was extremely, it was so sweet, that you had to eat something salty with it. And what happened was, is when you would salt your mouth, because of the sweetness of the Peres Ginoiser, you had to do something to now remove the taste of the salt. So what did people do? They would eat bread. So this was a hechetimtza where the bread would be the tafel. So it's an unbelievable aberration where you're sitting down, you're eating bread, you're eating it together with fruit, and instead of making a bruch on the bread and pottering the fruit or whatever else it is you're eating, over here it's going to be in the reverse. You're going to make the bruch on the peres ginoiser, and somehow with that, you're going to potter the bread. The shita mikubetzes right here. On this Gemara, it says a dover nifla. This is a shita mikubetzes. He says like this. It could be, with this Mishnah, you could understand pshat in the Targum Unkelis and Parashas Vayechi. The context is the Birchas Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu was giving brachas to his children. It was this was Yaakov Avinu. He's lying on his deathbed. He calls his boys over. He wanted to be Megala the Kates. And then it was Nistam. He could have. So what did he do? He ended up giving brachas to his children. Naftali said, Yaakov Avinu, ayolo shlucho. You're like a deer that runs really, really fast. Hanoisein imre shofar. One pause. Naftali is an ayolo shlucho. Hanoisein imre shofar. Says the Targum Unkelis. Naftali ba'ara tova, in his land, yisrame adve va'achsante tehe ma'ab de peirin. When Naftali lives, the peiros are going to be so good that yohoin moidanu mevorchen alayin. That people are going to get up and they're going to give shvach v'hoida. They're going to say brachas. They're going to bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the delicious peiros that are bechelkesh on Naftali. Rashi, on this pasuk, Naftali ayolo shlucha anoisinim reishofer, says Rashi, what does it mean anoisinim reishofer? Kitargumoy. It's what the Targum means. Meaning Rashi quotes this Targum Unkelis. Naftali peiros was so delicious that yohin moidanu mevorchen aleihem. Says the Shita Mekubetzes. You know what it's referring to? It's referring to the Peres of Ginoiser. Ginoiser was in Tveria. Tveria was Bechelkesh on Naftali. And he says the Peres of Chelkesh and Naftali was so good that it's possible a Hechatimtza, like the Mishnah and the Gemara says in Daf Mem Aleph, that you're eating the Peres Ginoiser together with Pas, and you're going to make a broch on the Peres, not on the Pas, which is an unbelievable Kiddush. So there's a ribuy of brochas. That's Nischadish in the Peres Ginoiser, that's Bechel Koshon Naftali. That's Hanoisenim Reshofer. That's what it's referring to. That over here you're going to make the bracha. What do you mean? You're making the bracha on the Peri? You make a bracha on the Pas and you part to the Peri. You make a bracha on the Pas, you part to the Maliach. But no, these Peres were so good that this was an Iker Klapi Pas. There's never such a thing. When you're eating Peres and Pas and somehow the Peres is the Iker, it's pattering the Pas. That's this Chiddush and Hilchas Brachas and Parakates and Barchim that you have regarding Peres Ginoiser. It was Bechel Koshon Naftali. It's a Shita Mikubet says right here in Daf Memdalon Amud Aleph, and that's what he says is what the Targum Unkelis is referring to when he said Vachsante te ma'abdo perin de yohoi moidan umevorchen aleihoi. I heard from my good friend Levi Chomsky, he told me that he once heard from Rameya Soloveitchik. The Rameya Soloveitchik asked that Luchur, at first glance, this Targum Unkelis is a pella. He said, why? Because we know Birchas Hanenin is only a derabanan. It's not a deraisa. Birchas Hamazon's deraisa. Brocha achas mein sholish. We just spoke out. It's a machloikis. The Rambam and the Smag hold it's the Rabbanon. The Rashba holds it's deraisa. Mishnah Berurah says you should be machme. Maybe it's deraisa. But that's brocha achas mein sholish. That's learned from a pasuk. V'yachaltu v'savaltu v'yirachtas Hashem aleikecha. On some level, some rishonim hold. Maybe it's referring back to all shivas aminim. The chalta after you eat the savata and you're full, maybe brach achs mein sholish is a deraisa. But birchas hanenin is for sure midrabanon. So birchas hanenin is midrabanon. So a mayor asked, how could the Targum Unkelis teach the pasuk hanoisein imre shofer v'achsante tehe ma'abdo peirin yoin moidanu mevorchen aleyon? that what the pasuk means, hanoisin imrei shofet, that they're going to make brachas on the peiros. How are you making brachas on the peiros kinoisin? L'chayra, berchas hanenin is only a chiv derabbanan, it's not a chiv deraisa. And Rashi seems to see this is the pasuk shan in the pasuk. Hanoisin imrei shofet, zok de hilger Rashi, ki targumoy. This is the targon. Imrei shofet. Imre means words. Shofet is beautiful words. That's what it means. You're going to give brachas. Yehei moidanu mevarchan aleim. That's where Meir Soloveitchik has. Meir Shteltzu, a well-known lashon for Reb Chaim Briska, the Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam. This is Reb Chaim in Sefer in Hilchas Tefillah. Reb Chaim over there is discussing the machloikis Rambam and Ramban, where the Tefillah is a mitzvah deiraisa, or Tefillah is a mitzvah derabbanan. We spoke about it a little bit in Perikin. Is Tefillah a mitzvah deiraisa, or is Tefillah a mitzvah derabbanan? Rambam holds us deiraisa. The Ramban says it's only a mitzvah derabbanan. And Reb Chaim says a famous line. Says Reb Chaim, Afilu la'chulkim ala Rambam. Even the Chokim and the Rambam that hold that tefillah is a derabbanan, haynu rak b'chiyuva. That's only as it relates to the chiyuv. Avul kiyuma v'inyana have l'kuli alma b'divrei Torah. Kiyuma, when a person davens, he's mekayim a deraisa. Inyana, the Indian of tefillah is a deraisa. It's just the chiyuv that's not a chiyuv deraisa. No, as Reb Chaim said, this tefillah in the Torah, what's the shayla? From Avinu daven, Yitzchak daven, Yaakov daven. There's no question, no one's going to tell you that tefillah is a chiddush, it's a concept that the Rabbanu were mechadish. The Rabbanu were mechadish tefillah. The concept of tefillah predates the Chachamim. The other saktoisim already daven. We said other marishim daven mincha. Tefillah is avada, a doiraisa de ge'inyin. The question is there a chiyuv? Is there a physical obligation to daven every day? The Rambam holds, yeah. The Ramban holds now. But there's a fundamental difference, said Reb Chaim, between the mitzvah derabbanan of tefillah according to the Ramban and other mitzvahs derabbanan. Netilas yadayim, a regular mitzvah derabbanan, it's a derabbanan. In yonav kiyumas echad mederabbanan. Tefillah is a chiddush that in yonav kiyumas is for sure midayraisa. It's rooted in dayraisa. What's not midayraisa is the obligation to daven. But Reb Chaim said in yonav kiyumas a dayraisa. So Reb Meir said the loyta zeder Reb Chaim efshe dosis pshat in the targum unkel esoichet. Avada the chiv to make a brachas anenin is only chiv derabbanan. Avul in yonav of a kiyuma is a deraisa. Avada, that poshet, that there's an idea, even on the biblical level, to be nois in imrei shofer, to be yohoi moidanu mevorchen aleihoi. And that's what the Targum Onkelos means. But the truth is, there's more to talk about on this topic. But before we do that, we have to take one step backwards. And that is, regarding this halacha, that Birchas Hanenin is a derabbanan, which is the premise of Ramir's kasha on this Targum Onkelos. Why do we assume that Birchas Hanenin is a derabbanan? There's many gemaras that are mashma that way. Number one, we learned the Mishnah that about Keri. So a Balkeri, until he does Tfilas Ezra, is not supposed to learn. There's certain things he's supposed to be maharer, certain things he's not supposed to be maharer. So the Mishnah said on the Chof of the day is about Keri's maharer Birchas HaMazon, he's not maharer Birchas HaNehenin. What's the difference that the Gemara said? Because Birchas HaMazon is Deiraisa. Meaning the understanding is anything that's a biblical obligation, the Balkeri is maharer. Anything is midrabban like Birchas HaNehenin, he's not maharer. Very mashma that Birchas HaNehenin is derabban. Additionally, the Gemara says that if someone has a Sufik Birchas HaMazon, he's Chayzum Mavarech. He has to bench again. If someone has a Sufik Birchas HaNehenin, he's not chayzim mevarech. Why not? Because Birchas HaMazon is a mitzvah deiraisa. Safik deiraisa is lechumra. Birchas HaNehenin is only a drabbanon. Safik drabbanon lekula. And then it says, Tosfos says in Mefurash in the beginning of Perakeitzim Mevarechim. The Rashba says in the beginning of Perakeitzim Mevarechim. I'll read to you l'shoyne yazov shal Rambam. The Rambam says, umidivrei soifrim levarech al kol meichol tchiva v'acha kach yehena mimenu. V'chein mariach reach toiv yevarech v'acha kach yehena boy. Says the Rambam, "Vafilu neschavin lechol elishtes kol shum mevarich v'achakach nena v'chol anena b'lei brachem mohal." But the point is, the Rambam says mefurish midivrei soifrim. The Rambam, it's clear in all the Rishonim, there's mefurish and gemaras that are mashma that way, that Birchas HaNehenin is only a derabbanan. It's Yodua that the Pnei Yeshua in the beginning of Parakeitz Mevarech and asks a bombakasha on this. Seems so straightforward. He asks a bombakasha. What's the makar that to make a Birchas HaNehenin? The Gemara initially thought it had a pasuk. It says Kodesh Elulim Lashem in the parish of Ravoi, and the Gemara thought Kodesh Elulim means that before you eat, you have to be Mahalal Kodesh Baruch Hu. But then the Gemara realized that it's not a good makar, and said the Gemara Ela Svaruhu Asul Adam Sheyehanim Min Olam Azeh B'Loi Bracha. Meaning the makar to make a bracha is a svara. Freit the Pnei Yeshua. If it's a svara, it should be a deiraisa. A svara is a deiraisa. Anything that you know me svara has to be deiraisa. Now I know that. It's because the Gemara says in so many places in Shas, Lomeli cross svaruhu. How do you know you learn from a bus? It's throughout Shas. What do you mean, Lama Likri Svaruhu? If a Svaruhu is only the Rabbanon, you need a Pasuk. You need a Pasuk to know it's Dayreis. Zok the Pnei Yeshua. It's clear that from the fact that the Gemara always says Lama Likri Svaruhu, it means a Svaruhu is a Dayreisa. So if that's the case, says the Pnei Yeshua, Yesh Litmaya, the Bechol HaShas Mashma, the Midi Dasim is Svaruhu, having a Dayreisa. The other Rabbi, Maksha HaShas, the Gemara always asks Lama Likri Svaruhu. So if that's the case, how in the world could Berchus Hanana be the Rabbi? I know the Rishonim say, I know it's Mashma that way from Gemara. But he says, to me, it's Yesh Lutmaya. And then the Pnei Yeshua says something that all the Achrayim can't even believe he said. And that is, I believe everyone has a mistake. The Rambam, Tosfos, the Rashba, all the Rishonim made a tois. I hold Birchas Hananen is a Chiyuv Dayreisa. I just two Gemaras. The Balkeri is not supposed to be Maharer. I Sovik Brachas Lahakal. See, he gets a Chanetza. Then he says, Vadayin Tzorchi. But this goes down in history as the Chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. One of the biggest Chiddushim he ever said. And that is that Birchas Hananen is not a mitzvah derabbanan, it's mitzvah derayisa. Incidentally, he doesn't just say this once, he says it a second time. He says in Masechtas Brachas, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. There too, he says that Birchas Hananen is a mitzvah derayisa. He says things, we're going to have to come back to this one day. Big Yisoidas regarding Sveikah derabbanan, Lekula in general, Ayin Shom, Dvarim Nefon. But the bottom line is, this is the Pnei Yeshua. But the Pashtas, of course, is not like the Pnei Yeshua. The Pashtas is what? The Pashtas is that Birchas Hananen is a derabbanan. But you have the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Pnei Yeshua's asking a bomba kasha. His kasha is Lama Likri Svaruhu implies that as far as always a deraisa. If as far as deraisa, and the Gemara says the makarta Birchas Hananen is svaru. So why is it only a chiyuv derabbanan? It should be a chiyuv deraisa. So I was going through the shtickle with my son, Shlomo Zalman, and I think he said something gevaldik. He said that it could be Rameir Soloveitchik Zvar is the teretz that Pnei Yeshua's kasha. What did Rameir Soloveitchik say? To be miyashu the targum unkelis. He said that avado, the chiyuv to make a bracha is a chiyuv derabbanan. So what did the unkelis mean when the unkelis said, Yehein moidanu mevarchan aleyan, hanoisen imre shofer? He meant where Reb Chaim Brisker said regarding tefillah. What he meant was in yonav v'kiyum is deiraisa. So he said it could be that what the Gemara means when it says svaruhu, asa la'adam shiyahanam enayilam azab alay bracha, not that the chiyuv is the svaruh. That's the way you learn pashat. Not that the iser is the svaruh. That's of course the pashat shah. But mitoy chomer akushya that the Pnei Yeshua can't give a chanetzah with. Maybe you have to be madchik just a little bit. And you have to say the svari is the underlying premise of brachas. The underlying idea that you're about to eat something, that you should make a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, das is a svara. That's a svara. In Yonav Kiyum is a svara. And the truth is that is the Raisa. As Avi Rameir said, the way it's mavur in the Targum Unkelis. The svara of brachas in Yonav Kiyum, that is a Raisa. The chachomer took it one step further. They said, oh, there's a svara midday raisa in Yonav Kiyuma. We're going to now impose a biblical, just like the Ramban did in Tefillah. The Ramban said that in Yonav Kiyuma was midday raisa, and the Chachamim said, let's go ahead and now let's make it a chiyuv. A chiyuv midday soifim. A chiyuv Ramban. Ramban doesn't hold like the Rambam. That's what's going on here by brachas. Svara who is, it's rooted in svara. Avad at the end of the day, the chiyuv is a chiyuv Rabbanon. It's mavur throughout Shasta, where all the Rishonim say it. Vos then did the Gemara mean when it said svara, it meant this isn't a mitzvah derabbanan that's rooted in the Veltarayin. This is not just a derabbanan where we're trying. No, this is a derabbanan like Reb Chaim said tefillah is. It's rooted in a deraisa. It's in Yonav Kiyuma but deraisa. But we'll just be messiah with one last thing, and that is, Levi Chomsky told me that he once said a shir on this, and somebody came over to him afterwards, on this inyan, and somebody told him over that he heard once from the Kozhik Lover Goyim, Hashem Yim Kum Dama, he said, maybe a different teretz be miyash of the Targum Unkelis. And that is based on a Zohar HaKadosh. So again, Birchas Hananen, of course, the Pashtus is only a Derabbana. Stating that, the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Ekev, and if you look in the back of the Shapsi Frankel Rambam, right here in the beginning of Hilchas Brachas, they quote the Zohar. Birchas HaMazim, I'm reading from the Zohar, in Parshas Ekev. Birchas HaMazim in HaTorah Minayim, Shenema V'yachalta V'savata V'goymer, V'shoninu B'braisa U'beirachta, Zuh Birchas HaZon, Es HaShem Elokecha, Zuh Birchas HaMazim, Alo Oretz, Zuh Birchas HaOretz, HaToyva Zuh Boini Yerushalayim, V'cheinu Oy Mahoyra HaToyva Azev Alavonik. Continues the Zohar. Here's the punchline. This is only brach achroino lefana minayin. How do you know brach rishoino shenemer ashen nosan loch misha shen nosan locha chayevato levarcha kevirkat v'chalta v'sevato v'erachtas Hashem leikecho ala oris atoiv ashen nosan loch says the Zohar HaKadosh ashen nosan loch misha shen nosan locha chayevato levarcha. As soon as you get it, before you eat it, brach rishoino Ein liyelo la'acharav. L'fun of minayim, ashenos halach is a makar, it's a source to bracha rishonis. So we have the Yerushalmi that brichas hametzis deiraisa, and now we have the Zohar Kodesh that holds that brichas hanenes deiraisa. So the Kodesh Glover Goyen said that it comes out the Zohar Kodesh holds brichas hanenin is mideiraisa. Who wrote the Zohar Kodesh? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Where did Rav Shimon Bar Yochai live? Where was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai megala all his soides? It was in Miron. Where's Miron? Miron Tzfas Tveria. That's all Bechelkei Shal Naftali. So he said, could be Bechelkei Shal Naftali. There we passing like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. In that chelik, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai held its deiraisa. Over there, it has to be deiraisa. Naftali ayolo shlucha. Naftali anois in Imre Shofer. In Chelkei Shal Naftali, there it's Yehoi Moedan and Mavarchan Aleyan. Then there's going to be Brachas Midairaisa. What do you mean Brachas Midairaisa? I thought it Brachas Anenen is only Midirabanan. No, Meretach Chelkei Shal Naftali. Peruski Noiser. The Chelkos and Naftali, there the halachas like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. There the halachas like the Zohar HaKadosh. There Berchas Anenen is Midairaisa.